Hi, everyone. It's Sarah Ellis.
And Jason Kress.
Welcome back to As a Meter of Fact with Koser, coming at you with a cool question we got recently, and it actually follows up perfectly with our last episode about linemen.
Which you've probably already listened to, but if you haven't, you should.
Yeah, you really should. Okay, here's the question. Is there anything I can do to help my local linemen?
Yeah, it's a super question. Sarah and I have a couple ways that you can help.
So first thing you can do is leave your porch light on during an outage. If it's 3 a.m., power's out, they're going to know their work is successful because they'll see your light come on.
Number two, keep your contact information up to date. We need accurate contact information because crews will often need access to a backyard or a gated community, and they'll call or text the phone number that's listed in the system. So if you have a new email, new phone number, please update your information in Smart Hub just in case a CoServe crew needs to contact you.
Number three, please be patient. The linemen want to get your power restored just as quickly and safely as possible. You know that rush hour traffic that you're avoiding on the way home, or that random car accident that made your 15-minute drive a 45-minute one? That can happen to the guys, too. Every outage is inconvenient, but sometimes our linemen get stuck in traffic, too. And don't ask the linemen, if possible, when is the power going to come back on while they're working on an outage in your area. One time, a crew was working on an outage in Highland Village, and they had to stop and talk to 5 to 6 members per street that they went on. They estimated they were stopped by at least 25 people total that night for one outage. That takes them away from working on that outage. Our linemen are really friendly, but they're also really busy when they're trying to get the lights back on. It's kind of a help us help you situation.
Number four, be kind when the linemen need to get into your yard or property. You and your home may not be impacted by an outage, but the piece of equipment that is in your yard may be the cause. For example, one time, a crew was in a member's backyard working on a transformer one night. Transformers are those little green boxes that you see everywhere. And it was around 10 p.m., and the member heard some noise in his backyard, came out and saw our crews working on the transformer, and they got pretty angry. They had power, and they were like, why are you guys here? You know, my power's fine. Why are you in my backyard? Well, it turns out the transformer in his backyard had the special ability to provide temporary service to other homes that were impacted several streets away. So, you know, 6 streets over, 150 people are out of power, but he has power and he's confused about why people are in his backyard messing with his transformer. Well, our crews were able to explain it to him. He understood, and they were able to do a couple of quick little tweaks on the transformer to get about 144 people's lights back on. So all but 6 people got their power back on right away, and the other people were restored shortly after. So just, you know, they're doing some work. They know what they're doing. They're trying to get people's lights back on as soon as possible. And if they're in your yard or property, just be kind to them. You know, it's okay to ask them questions. Say, what are you guys doing? But they've got their CoServe uniforms on. They try to make sure that people know who they are. And they're gonna you know, be as friendly as possible. And please don't pull weapons on our linemen or otherwise threaten them with bodily harm. We understand it's unsettling to have someone working in your yard at 3 in the morning, but this is another reason to update your contact information in Smart Hub so you know that it's us. Our linemen make every effort to contact the property owner before starting work.
Finally, number 5, we like animals, and for the most part, they like us. But if you know your animal is territorial and you're experiencing an outage, please secure them. Dogs, horses, donkeys. Yes, donkeys. It goes back to the fact that our linemen may need to get near a property to restore an outage, and no one wants to stare down a donkey that's standing between us and the issue.
Sounds like that donkey was being a bit of an ass.
Thank you.
Well, I'm super curious about that territorial donkey that you're talking about, Sarah, but I guess we'll have to save that for another time. Well, we hope these practical ideas are helpful. Honestly, I personally had never heard the porch light idea until this episode, but it was really good to know.
Thank you all so much for caring for our linemen. We see many, many compliments for our crews on social media, and we're blown away by all the love y'all show our guys. Thank you, 3000.
If you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, email us at podcast@coserve.com. We'd love to hear from you. Also, you can get the latest CoServe updates at coserve.com/news.
Thanks for listening to As a Meter of Fact with CoServe. Catch you later.